Bobby Boy, go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand up, yeah. Stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready. We ready.
101.7, the truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the second hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And we got guests. We got President and CFO of Cousin Subs, Jason Westhoff, in studio.
All right.
How you doing, Jason? It's always great when you stop through, you know. And I'll tell you this, the most greatest thing I love when you come through, you know, because so over the year, we're looking back on 2025. And as much as we were able to do this year in the community, it's just powerful. So I thank you. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you.
I think that the microphone is... Okay, it's on. It should be on.
It's still on.
Sir. Yeah, hold the mic a little bit closer. I guess they want you to kind of adjust it. Yeah, here come my DJ brothers. He's going to make the adjustment.
That's perfect.
That's fine. But look, we had the community cleanup this year. We had the Walk Against Violence and numerous other events. And the people were able to just have a great time, enjoy the event, enjoy Cousins. It was just a lot going on this year, and I thank you for your support and everything that you're doing
to
help us.
Man, you do the hard
work. No, what I'm saying is, hey, you got people got to eat, you know.
People do got to eat.
You can work them.
I agree.
Hey, we out here working now.
Fair day's trade, right?
But thank you. Yeah. You know, I appreciate
our pleasure.
Everything we were able to accomplish in the last couple years, it's unexplainable.
Well, I mean, you do a great job in the community. And I think the thing is that anything we can do behind the scenes to help support the causes that move the city of Milwaukee forward are in everybody's best interest.
Hey, I can't even – it's just words cannot even explain it. I just – gratitude and thank you. It's not even words, because when I look back over this year, as much as we were able to do in the community and having Cousins as a partner – over this last couple runs, it's just made everything just so much better.
Yeah.
So many people then came out to events, worked hard to try to make this community better.
Yeah.
And Cousins was a part of it.
Yeah, every year you do it, it just gets bigger and better.
It's getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, that's good.
But thank you. I just want to say that. Also, the app.
The app.
It's an update on the app now. The technology's starting to take over.
Technology is more than taken over.
Okay, so
technology has.
Do we got an AI app? Are we going to be able to talk to AI in order now? Or what's going on?
Let's just put it this way: the app's easier to use and easier to understand.
Okay,
so if you're looking for points and points redemptions and where you can actually get your free stuff after you buy some stuff from us, it's a lot easier to find now. So that change is coming down the pipeline pretty soon. So be looking for that.
Andrew, can we get his mic? Something's going on because I don't think we're reading what's going on. All right, so yeah, because I'm not even hearing what's going on. So what's going on for a second? Excuse me, everybody out there, radio land. We got a little technical difficulty. We talk about technology. Now we got to get this technology.
We got to get this technology together. Okay. Let's get Jason together. Yeah, that's right. Because we got the app. We got the app, and we got new functions. We got new rewards. The app will make it easier and faster to earn, track, and redeem rewards. I just used the app the other day for the football game.
Okay.
The $10 meal deal.
Oh, that's great, isn't it? You like that online?
Come on now. That's the best. You know, as long as I get my $10 meal deal before the game, I'm straight.
Yeah, we literally just talked about the $10 meal deal yesterday with some of our franchisees and talked about the reason why it needs to exist out there. There's a specific group of people who's looking for bundled packages,
right,
looking for discounts, who needs value. And you got to offer everything to every guest. Well, it's hard to do that. So
especially now when they're talking about the SNAP benefits.
Mm-hmm.
People need a meal that they can afford.
Amen.
That's filling. So yeah. I'm telling you, once I get my turkey sub and my drink and my chips and my cookie, it's a wrap.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. It's a full meal. Sometimes they'll cut out the beverage. Sometimes they'll cut out the cookie. But those are the two best parts of the meal and around the sandwich. So
right.
I think at the end of the day,
I'm telling you, I think that you can only order that online.
Only online, through the app or online.
Yeah, so I order that right before the game. Nice. It gets there.
Nice.
I'm right there, you know, because I don't when the Packers is playing, I can't move too much. I got to have everything in one spot. So thank you for that. Also, the crispy chicken.
Crispy chicken, yeah. So come get it while you can. Limited time offer.
Come on now. You know, the tenders are amazing.
The tenders are amazing.
And I did a live show, you know, from one of the locations.
124th and Burleigh.
And the chicken tenders are amazing.
Yeah. Well, I believe it. I mean, first of all, we've had you in twice now with the chicken tenders for us, so I appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
A fair shake. Yeah. I mean, it's amazing if you give away free food when people show up. It's nice.
Well,
I
think that when you talk about like just because I purchase. I go to Cousins like on my free time when I'm out running around in the community. So I think that when I talk about just a lot of the menu items, I think I got the turkey, and I think that the tenders,
yeah.
I mean, that's my new favorite.
Okay, I like it. What do you get with the turkey then? What's your go-to side?
No, my go-to side right now is just the fries. Y'all got some of the best fries. Yet.
Amen.
Yeah, I'd keep it simple.
Don't have fries, man, you gotta come try our fries.
Come on now, the fries are so amazing. Look, let me tell you something. You get the sub, the fries, the drink, and the cookie. It's a wrap. You know, I don't.
Yeah.
And then the tenders, I get just the tenders. I mean, I tried the both subs.
Right.
But sometimes you just want to crunch on,
for sure.
And just kind of dip it. I like to dip and do all kinds of stuff.
Yes, what do you get, the ranch or the barbecue then?
I get the barbecue.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
The barbecue is good.
It's Sweet Baby Ray's. We don't give them credit, but it's actually Sweet Baby Ray's.
I thought it was a honey mustard option.
Yeah. There's a lot of people who think there's a honey mustard option. Apparently we need to have a honey mustard option.
This is just me. I like
it. No, it's not just you. We've heard it from plenty of people.
I want that honey mustard.
All right, next time.
And if you
can't, call it the Tory Lowe special.
And if you can, some blue cheese.
Blue cheese? Oh, wow. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you dip it.
We can do that. We can do anything.
That's powerful.
Tori, you know where the test kitchen is. You know how to influence.
You know what? I'm going to come and try. If y'all ever make a honey mustard, let me come taste it.
And we'll bring it to you. Don't worry.
Thank you so much. Also, record numbers.
Record numbers, yeah.
For the Roundup campaign this year.
Yeah. I mean, you talk about everything that's going on right now with the SNAP benefits and where we're at from a funding standpoint and where people are stepping up and bringing money forward. October was our month of giving. We did our roundup. We do two roundups a year, and we actually set a record with $22,000 of roundups. So if you think about it, people are they're rounding up a penny to 50 cents, 99 cents. Yeah, so the average roundup was 46 cents, I think it was, on every one of the checks where people did it.
Oh, wow.
And we ended up getting a record number of people to participate and brought in $22,000. And when we do our grants are typically around $2,500.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think about that, that's 10 micro grants that you're giving
out
to places in the community that can really help do things that are, as you say, powerful. I would say, we're not the biggest charity in the world, but that's actually good for the locals who are looking for somebody else.
Well, that's what we push the Roundup, because the Roundup is where the community wins.
Mm-hmm.
And dealing with Cousins that deals with a lot of community issues, we want to keep the winning formula going on. So this helps. This gives, as we purchase Cousins, we actually get something in return for our youth, for programs, for things that we're trying to do.
Yep.
Also, when we come back from break, I want to talk about this Packer.
Okay.
This reclining, the best seat in the house.
Okay.
I want to talk about this because a lot of people want to know how to win that.
Okay.
We expect Super Bowl. We got Super Bowl aspirations. We're going to talk more with Jason Westhoff, president and CFO of Cousins Subs, when we get back. Truth Nation! Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Okay, is that better?
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
We'll be right back.
Tory Lowe Show. We got Jason Westhoff in studio, president and CFO of Cousin Subs in studio. I'm going to tell you this. It's getting close to the holiday season, and we got gift cards from Cousins. I mean, I seen the commercial. Was that you? Did you do the commercial with the gift cards? Yeah, on TikTok. I watched it.
TikTok star.
Yeah, TikTok star over here. Right. He don't want to be on camera, but he's got a TikTok out here where he's doing something with the gift cards, which is an amazing idea for holiday season. Somebody's out here. Even the families now, if y'all want to help out a family that's going through some difficulty, you know, stop in the Cousins and give them a gift card.
Right. What is it? $30, Robbie? Buy a $30 gift card, get a free sub. So we went back to a coupon that we hadn't done in a couple of years, and that basically is you buy a $30 gift card, you get a free sub.
Okay, so that's what's up.
It's a great discount if you think about it.
That is a great discount.
Yeah.
You know, I'll say this, you know, when I talk about gift cards, I usually like, okay, well, what am I going to give out that, you know, people can go and enjoy? Mm-hmm. I think I got two of them, you know, the last time I stopped through.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. I just want to, you know.
People think gift cards are impersonal, but it's not if it's the people's favorite restaurant and everybody loves Cousins.
Come on now. I don't know nobody who don't. You know what I mean? So when we talk about just having fun, being a part of an organization that's not only just giving back and pouring into the community, but great quality meals, the $10 meal deal, like I talked about, other things, new menu items, keeping the menu moving. And these times, how is Cousin Subs functioning when it comes to the economy, the current economy, and dealing with customers?
Yeah, I mean, the economy definitely has taken a toll on people's pocketbooks. And last time we were here together, we talked a little bit about discretionary spending, and that's basically just the money that people have that they get to choose where they spend it. And the slice of the pie that's being dedicated to restaurant sales overall is shrinking. The slice of the pie that's being spent in grocery stores is shrinking. The amount of debt that consumers are taking on is rising.
Right.
So all of those things are not necessarily running in the right direction. So people are very conscious of where they're spending their money. And so as a brand like Cousins, you have to find a way to stand out amongst the crowd because people are – if they used to dine five times a week. Now they're down to three times a week.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, you really have to do something different. So for us, it's really just trying to be as ingrained as we can in our communities, stay focused on our guests. Once the guests come in the door, give them great service, give them a great product, and try and bring them back.
I agree. And many times when you have, because when I was on 124th at the location, great customer service, people from the community. I even seen a lot of social media posts now with people describing, you know, making sandwiches and doing things like that. And if y'all want to, you know, go to Cousin Subs on Instagram, Facebook, they got a lot of great content and a lot of great specials going on.
Yeah.
During the holiday season.
Yeah. Well, the people will help you out behind the line. They'll gladly step in your video.
But I get to see. Now you get to see them on social media. How is social media impacting businesses?
You know, I think really from our standpoint, we don't position ourselves a ton through social. Really for social is just a kind of an extension of what we're trying to do as far as outreach goes. A lot of what we're doing is really through a lot of our sponsorships right now, through the Badgers, through the Packers.
Right.
Certainly, as you talked about the Packers game, you know, just before this, you know,
we're gonna get into that.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, we're trying to figure out where the best, you know, money is finite, so you have to figure out where you're gonna spend it and where you want to put it in the right place and how you want to market your brand, because at the end of the day, you're really trying to move the brand forward. So, understanding,
I want to do more Cousin TikToks.
Yeah,
who do I talk to about
Robbie's that? Your guy?
Okay, Robbie. Yeah, I want to. You know, I got a whole outfit now. You know,
You do actually. We call them uniforms, but call it outfit.
I got a uniform. Yeah,
I think if you're outside the office, it's outfit.
I was gonna wear trunk and treats.
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't know. You know, I would have to text you next time. But
we would have brought Subby out.
I thought that was amazing.
Could have brought the mask out. Sub out. Right.
Yeah,
out
and you know what? I need another one of these.
Yeah, I see the bobblehead. Looks.
I need another one.
We can do that.
Yeah. Okay. I need another one. Okay. But the cool thing about it is with me, I feel like it's a part of the community that we need to support.
Yeah.
And I think that more people are starting to understand how valuable Cousins is as a brand, as a restaurant, as a sub shop, that it's actually pouring back into the neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And that's why I love to hear that the foundation has broken a record.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's been 53 years we've been a part of the community. You know, our founder, Bill Specht, he didn't really believe in taking credit for giving to charity.
Right.
Like, he did it all the time, quietly, as a lot of people did. And I think realistically, as we've gone forward, it's like, well, this is an opportunity for us to help raise more money, to put more money back into the community. So the more you talk about what you are doing for good deeds, it's amazing how people want to do good things for
good people. They want to find somewhere that they can actually enjoy and benefit the community.
100%. And most of our stores are community stores, as you attest. You know, you can look at them. Lincoln, 124th and Burleigh, 76th and Burleigh. A lot of these stores are community-based stores.
Right.
So those are the stores where people come in and they apply for grants. And once they apply for grants, we go through a process and we can award money. And when you're talking in, you know, $1,000 to $3,000 grants, that doesn't sound like a lot when you hear about some of the bigger ones out there. But from our standpoint, those micro grants and the smaller, like, you know, daycare centers and schools and other not-for-profits, that really makes a huge difference in their year.
Well, I'll tell you this, the best seats in the house. Now, it's Packer season.
Mm-hmm.
And this best seats in the house, a lot of Packer fans want to sit in the best seats with the recliners, with Cousins,
right,
with the remote control, I guess, with the TV. It means, what's going on with this?
Yeah, I mean, it's as cushy an experience as you can have at an outdoor game. I mean, they're full-on leather recliners. They're wide enough for two people to sit in. There's four of them. They're on the 50-yard line. You got TVs, exactly. Yeah. But, yeah, so if you want to sign up, you go to Packers.com.
Do I qualify for this?
Yeah, of course you qualify.
Oh, okay.
And you can, I mean, enter daily. Right?
Okay.
Daily? Daily sounds like that.
I didn't know if I – you know, because, you know, I'm biased. You know, I mean, I didn't know if I – because I got a uniform, so I didn't know if that – you know, if I could
– I mean, we can't.
Okay.
But you definitely can. You're a customer.
Okay, that's
all customers can enter. Yeah,
okay, good.
So, Cousins, so it's Packers.com best seats.
Okay, so this is at Green Bay.
Yeah, this in Lambeau.
And so you get – how do you enter into this one more time? How do you get involved?
Yeah, Packers.com.
Packers.com.
Best seats.
Best seats.
Yeah, so then you go there. Then you can basically enter daily. We actually just met with the Packers before we came in here.
Oh, wow.
And they gave us some updates. We've got over 100,000 people who have actually signed up.
Oh, wow.
Who have registered. 16,000 uniques, I think, which means if you think about it, if you've got 100,000 people who've hit the website to register and only 16,000 of them unique, that means everybody's registering about, what, seven times a piece?
Right.
So, yeah, register as often as you want to, and maybe you hit and get drawn for four tickets or two tickets, whatever it might be to the game.
Well, maybe I could just stand in the back at a person. That's in the recliner.
Yeah, if you know them, maybe.
But the cool thing about it is these are the things that people can actually get involved in that is out here. You know, and I'll say this. Maybe I have to, you know, pull some strings or something. You know, maybe I have to get behind them. But would you say how many people didn't signed up already tried to get these seats?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Monday night, it's going to be great to have those seats because
– oh, my goodness. Yeah, I would have loved to have those
seats. Put
your
big blanket in there. Yeah.
Man.
It's way better than sitting on those metal benches.
I ain't going to even say what I want to say. But we got two winners, and this happens every game.
Yep.
So every game, somebody has been going up there sitting in these seats.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Wow. I'm jealous.
Yeah.
I'm jealous. I wish I was there Monday night with the Eagles.
Yeah. That'll be a game. What's your call on the game? What do you think?
I Green Bay all the way.
Bay all the way.
I think that
– high-scoring game, low-scoring game.
I think that the Packers need to put it all together.
Mm-hmm.
And Monday night, it's never been a better time for the Packers to put everything together. I think that the offense, sometimes the defense plays well and the offense doesn't play well. And then, you know, I think the defense have been more consistent than the offense.
Yeah.
But then, you know, the running game haven't really manifested the way we understood it. The passing game is sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not. Yeah. I think that the best time to put it together is on Monday night.
On Monday night against the Eagles.
With me and those recliners.
Right, yeah.
Eating Cousins.
Right.
That'd be powerful. Anything you want to say to the people before we get out of here?
No, for me, I just appreciate your partnership with us.
And our
partnership means a lot to us as well, too. We're going to continue to support you in your community efforts. Feeding the people who do all the hard work is the easiest thing to do. The biggest thing that you can do is whenever you have an opportunity, step up and volunteer. Do it once a year, do it once a week, do it once a month, whatever works for you, but put that time forward in the community because the more you put into your community, the more you're going to get out of it.
And I need to do more TikToks.
and you were going to do more TikTok. Well, we need to do more TikTok. Yeah. So I guess we found a star.
Yeah, I need to. Hey, I'm.
You put your outfit on, and we'll put you on TikTok.
Thank you. Hey, look, y'all might see your boy Tory Lowe on the Cousins TikTok, and you know how we get down. We love to support those that are out here standing with the people on the front lines in the trenches. Cousin Subs, Jason, I appreciate you for coming through as usual. And we're going to have to make a trip to Iowa. I don't know when. I don't know what your schedule is looking like. This in 2026.
Yeah.
We're going to have to make a trip, a voyage back.
Clay County Fair. Let's do it. Second week in September.
Clay County Fair. I got you. We locked it in.
Always a pleasure, Tory. I appreciate
it. Thank you, Jason, for everything you're trying to do for the community. Cousins, truly appreciate all the efforts, all the staff, all the great people at Cousins. It's been powerful. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more discussion, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Seven the Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. We got Keith King in studio. He is a poet, romantic poet, and I wanted him to come in because Elizabeth Brown was like, hey, we got to have this on the show. And I was like, okay, because, you know, Liz is all about poetry. She liked the ambiance. And so we got Keith King in studio, and you do poetry night.
Yes, sir.
You got one coming up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I sure do.
What's going on?
So me and my friends, we host an erotic poetry night, right? And
Erotic poetry.
So when we talking erotic, man, it's sexual in nature, right?
Okay.
We grown folks and we ain't holding back, right? It's explicit. It's very, very, very raunchy.
Oh, wow.
Very raunchy.
Very grown.
It's for the grown folks, man. You know, I like to call it grown folks poetry.
Okay, that's what's
you
up.
Know. We have a whole lot of fun with it. You know, I feel like, you know, a lot of time poetry can be too serious at times. So I wanted to create a show where it had a lot to do with fun, man, and grown folks talking like grown folks.
Mm-hmm. Which means there's a lot of swearing going on.
Oh yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. It can, there's a lot of profanity. I mean, at least with mine.
Okay.
I have some of my friends. They're not as
rough.
Vulgar, you know. But my material is pretty nasty. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Okay, so when we talk about poetry now in 2025, because a lot of people was you know going to the poetry nights and they still do. You know?
Right. Right.
And they was looking at Love Jones, a movie called Love Jones, and how sensual it was and how emotional the energy was and the connectivity between the male and the female with the words and the emotion.
Yep.
Is that still happening right now?
So it is. It is. The emotion is there. The fire is there. But one of the things that I mentioned while I'm hosting the show is this ain't Love Jones. You know, this ain't Love Jones. It is sensual. The emotion, the vibes are there. But man, we talking like grown folks for real. You know,
X-rated.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It is. Yeah, I've never seen anything like it.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, you know, I do have some friends that's out of town, especially the brother that put me on to this game. You know, but I've never seen anything like that in Milwaukee. And so we wanted to bring it to us, and that's what we're doing.
And this is all night. This is like, how many poets? You got an event coming up.
Yes, sir.
How many people on the on the list to come through?
On this one, it's five of us on this next one. It's okay. Five of us. And I like to switch it up. It's about 10 of us in all that does it, but I don't like to do the same thing all the time. I like to keep it fresh. I like to, you know, give people something, you know, funky every time. So mm-hmm. we switch it up, you know.
How does this style of poetry affect relationships? Like, is it getting to the brass tacks of just dealing with each other in a physical space, spiritual space, mental space?
Mostly mental, definitely physical. I think that it does, definitely raise eyebrows. Mm-hmm. I think that, a lot of time people are there and they're like, maybe I should try that. Or,
oh, wow.
You get some guys looking at their lady, like when a woman poet is up there saying some things, you get a guy looking at his woman like,
I'm sleeping on the couch.
You know, and vice versa too. You know, you get sometimes you get the ladies that's looking at their guy like, hey, why you ain't tried?
Why
that?
You ain't went longer than 2 minutes?
Why you ain't went longer than two wow. minutes? You know, he's talking about doing
you
all
need
of
a
this.
Honey pack.
You know what I mean? You know, but I could tell that at the same time, you know, people leave with the with ideas.
Right.
You know, like, okay, you know, we might have to take that back home.
Try to work it out.
Yeah, man.
And when you talk about the current culture, because uh-huh. we was talking about Blueface and Krishan.
Okay.
And that's what you call like heavy, toxic, but they love each other.
Yeah. See, we stay away from the toxic okay. stuff. You know what I mean? We definitely own love, right?
It's all about love, but it's deep.
It's very deep. It's very deep, you know. But like I say, that toxic stuff, We not right. on that. You know, we want people to have a good time. We want you to leave with the ideas to
that we can be together.
Come on, man, and stay together, you know, and build.
Work
you know?
It out.
Let's work it out. Yeah.
Let's stay together like Al Green.
Come on, man. You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm talking about, Tori. Come on, man.
I love it.
Yes, sir.
I love it because this is what we need. I think that we've gotten to a place where now it's easier to walk away than to stay.
Yeah. See, me personally, man, I've been in a relationship for 28 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Know? Yeah, 28 years we've been together, man.
And, let's stay together.
Like, for real. You know, the ups and the downs, the teenage years, the 20s, the 30s, we survived it all.
Oh, you done brought it all the way back from the free throw line.
Hey, man.
You done jumped from the free throw line back since high school or something.
I'm just trying to tell you, man, middle school, man.
Oh, what?
Yes, sir. God is great.
Hold on, wait a minute.
God is great.
Let me give me a short pause.
Yeah, shouts out short to my pause, wife. I love her.
So she... been with you since middle school.
Since middle school, man. Dealt with it all, man.
What?
And you know, I grew up here in the inner city of Milwaukee, and so we've definitely made it through a lot of adversity, man. For real.
That's powerful. I'm coming to see the poetry now,
man. Come on, man.
If you didn't been around somebody that you love for 28 years,
love her, man. I'm in love.
Thin,
I'm in love, man.
You definitely in
I'm
love.
I'm in love, man. Yeah. Yeah, man.
That's powerful.
Yeah, yes, sir.
That's powerful.
Yes, sir. I agree. It's a beautiful thing, man.
Now, when I see poetry, many times I think about people having an experience that's causing them to write.
Uh-huh.
Where are you getting the inspiration from to write your poetry?
Definitely life experience for sure, but also from things that I hear. One of the things that I like to say is, I talk about the things or write about the things that people want to say or want to do, but don't say and don't do, you know, so I like to shine a light on that, you know, and again, definitely from my own experience, but a lot of my poetry is not all things that I've done on my own, you know, definitely things that I've watched, you know, growing up or heard through music and things like that. But a lot of it comes from listening to people. You know, listening to other people's experiences of what they want or what they doing or what they want to do, what they haven't done, you know, things like that.
Well, I'll tell you this. Nothing beats experience in 28 years with the woman that you are in love with.
Yeah.
You got a lot of material.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I know you got a lot of material.
Absolutely. Yes,
and
sir.
Somebody in the chat, not really a city girl, says, when and where is the event again?
Oh, yes. Thank you. I've owned a small art gallery over in West Dallas for the past 8 years. The address is 5916 West Burnham over in West Dallas.
Okay.
It's on the 28th of this month. It's a late show. The show doesn't start. The doors open at 8 and the show starts at 10.
That's this is sounding powerful. Maybe I got some poetry. You know, I used to do a little poetry.
Yeah, man. I believe that. You got the voice.
Well, I used to be an artist too. I was signed, you know.
Really?
Yeah, but like I said, that and I was in a rock band too. So
I went
through a lot of the musical side, but it all started with my love for poetry. Then it went into music.
Word. And mine was the opposite. I started writing music,
right,
and then I started writing the poetry.
Well, I think when I was a kid, it was an A-B pattern that they was trying to teach on how to write poetry.
Word.
A-B, you know, to connect B-A, you know. And I looked at that and I was like, okay. And then I started, you know, and they started real simple with roses are red, violets are blue.
Right.
And they was showing that it was a pattern to writing poetry.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, okay. Like, then after that, I started writing.
Word.
And then
so
I went off into music, yeah.
Man, to be honest with you, I tell like a lot of my friends who are real poets, my friend JD the poet, shouts out to JD the poet, mm-hmm. my friend Moschetti, shouts out to Moschetti. They tell me not to say it, but I can't help but to say I really don't see myself as a poet, really. You know,
mm-hmm.
I really
see, as an artist.
I'm an artist. There right. you go. That's the word right
and,
there.
And
I'm
I understand because sometimes you have multiple things going on and you don't want to be in a box.
Exactly.
And when
exactly.
they put you in this box, it limits what you're able to do. So
there you go.
When you're able to do multiple things, you become an artist.
There you go. Exactly.
And that's
exactly.
the only way to explain it.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just art.
Yeah, exactly. Again, like say I've owned the art gallery. It's visual and performance art. So, you know, everything from paintings and drawings and sculptures to dance, poetry, music, you know.
Sipping
paint, definitely. Oh, that's one of my favorites. I host actually something totally different from the erotic stuff.
Right.
But I also host a praise and paint for the church community.
What?
Yes, sir. Yep. I call it praise and paint. It's beautiful.
Okay.
It's beautiful.
That's what's up.
Yes, sir.
Because, you know,
yes,
Christians need love, too.
I'm just saying, man. They got to have something to do.
I try to tell people, like,
they got something to do too, man. You know, you go to church and you know what I mean? And you want something else. You know, you go to church, then you go get you some food and then you go home. You're like, okay, what else am I going to do? You know, let's give them something to do on a Saturday or something, you know? So, yeah.
Well, look, when we come back, I want to hear something.
Okay. Okay.
You know, something for the radio.
Yeah.
Okay. Just something, you know, we got one. I think we got one. But I want to hear it when we get back. Okay. We got Keith King in the studio, artists, poetry, whatever you want to name it. He's got multiple talents, but right now we're discussing his ability to create poetry for couples.
Absolutely.
Adult
for couples. Grown people.
Grown people. The grown folks. Well, we're going to hear something when we get back. I want to hear some art. Truth Nation, they locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 101.7 The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Seven the Truth, Tory Lowe Show. We got Keith King in studio, and Keith King does a poetry night for adults. So if you got your girl, we got Keith King to tell you where to go. Where should they go?
So yeah,
for the
man,
poetry night,
5916 West Burnham. We own a small art gallery out there, and it's a intimate space, but it's ours. And when I say ours, I mean ours, you know, yours, mine. It's ours, you know.
Now you done brought in this Tyrone Love.
Oh, yeah.
Now, goodness. This is a, like a book of poetry?
Yes.
And it's a Tyrone Love. Who is Tyrone Love?
So Tyrone Love is for the guys, it's like your favorite uncle, you know. He's a lover, you know, he's a lover. He's a scholar. He's debonair. Real cool, fine dude.
Well, if y'all watch it, we broadcast live. I'm holding up the book. What is this? Like a book of poems.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's
called Love Language.
Yeah. Tyrone Love's Language is, my very first book. And I'm really excited about that. And like you said, it's a book of poems, you know, has maybe 8-9 different poems in there and like an interview in there, too.
And they say if you want to know more, go to TyroneLoves.com, L-O-V-E-S, TyroneLoves.com.
Yes.
What, if I go to TyroneLoves.com, what am I getting?
To be honest with you, I don't run the website.
Okay.
So I can't tell you exactly what's on there, and it's fairly new too. So I don't want to say the wrong thing and tell you something. I ain't gonna lie to you. I really don't know everything that's on there.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, I appreciate you for bringing this poetry night to the people.
Yeah, man.
For adults, you know, because we got to get back to love.
Yeah, absolutely.
And before I hear, you know, some poetry from you. I do, since you in this, you've been married for 28 years. You've been, yeah. I think you may have some expertise here.
I do. You know, just stop all the foolishness, y'all. You know, there's going to be hard times. You know, expect it. You know, work through it, because there's no, in my opinion, there's no need to start all over again and do the same thing all over again. You know, work through it. It can really work. Now, don't be foolish. Some things you got to let go. Some people just
if
ain't
it's,
right.
If it's toxic.
Don't do the toxic thing. I understand that that's popular nowadays, but don't do the toxic
thing. The blue face of Chris Young.
Let's not do that, y'all. Please, let's not do that. Come on, man.
Oh, wow. But we got some Paul Pierce, one of your, you know, the Celtics players.
Uh-huh.
He giving out relationship advice.
Paul Pierce?
Yeah, Paul Pierce. He was good with the Celtics.
Yeah, oh, I used to like Paul
Pierce.
That's
what I'm saying. That's
your boy. The truth.
Well, your boy, yeah, he telling some truth now. He telling his truth.
Okay.
And I want you to listen to hear some of the relationship advice that he throwing out there off his podcast.
Oh, I love to hear it.
Let's listen.
You really want to know if a girl loves you, you need to go out and cheat on her. Let's see. If you really want to know if a girl love you for real, go cheat on her and see how she react. Now we're going to see what's real.
Can you hear now?
Nope.
Okay, well, I guess he has an issue with his headset. He couldn't hear it. But basically what Paul Pierce was saying is that if you want to know if your girl loves you, go out and cheat on her.
Oh.
This is what he said.
Oh, man.
This is basically what he told
his
listeners.
Whoa.
And that's your boy.
Oh, I used to like him. I used to like him, you know. I wouldn't recommend that. You know, why hurt the one you love on purpose just to test her? You know, why I just don't see the logic in
here we
purposely
go.
Hurting somebody that you love.
But this your boy.
I used to like him, you know.
He said he telling people that if you got a girl, it's best to get the cheating out the way off the top, off the rip, to see what you got.
Don't do that, y'all.
Here we go.
Don't do that. I think that
why would he say something like this?
You know, everybody has their own experiences with life, man. And maybe, you know, he was with a woman that he can just cheat on like that. And that's his way of measuring how much or if she loves him or not.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't see the point of, mm-hmm. you know, hurting somebody that you love on purpose.
On purpose.
On purpose just to see if they love you, you know, just to make sure they love you. I don't know about
that.
I don't know about that.
Well, you know how a lot of women feel about cheating. As soon as they hear the cheating word.
Yeah, they out of there.
Yeah, they don't.
Over.
And then you got a whole new people where I met that they, you know, I think they can have like 4 or 5 wives. So I ran into that.
Yeah, they doing that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking about this is their belief. So,
yeah, they're doing
that. So then I ran into a group of people. They practice polygyny.
Yep, they doing that.
And so I met different relationship styles.
Yep.
So
yep.
I guess it depending on like what, you know, I don't know. It seemed like he was aiming it at a heterosexual type situation.
Like people who are monogamous.
Yeah. I think he was aiming at that kind of like.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I think that it's always a bad thing to
then you got the LGBTQ lifestyle.
You got that going on.
You got all the different relationship styles. So
yeah,
I didn't recognize that it's probably like 20 different relationship styles that I probably wasn't aware of.
Yeah.
Till I became an adult.
Yeah, I think it's up to the individuals. You know, I think you know, there's no rules really to this. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that you and your partner decide what the rules are. Mm. You know, I don't think that you should base your relationship on the next relationship. You know, I think that you and your partner or partners,
right?
You all make up what the rules are.
If the adults agree.
If the adults agree, you know, you can't really just judge what you're doing by what somebody else is doing.
Somebody was like, somebody had a good response to Paul Pierce. They said that this was a manipulative way to test the loyalty, really a toxic way to try to test.
Very. I mean, that's always, anytime you're doing something purposely to, that you know would rattle, you know, your partner's cage like that. I mean, you know, that could turn out really bad for you. You know, especially if you love that woman, why would you do that to test her? What if she does that to you?
Hey, can you take it? If you can dish it, can
you
take it?
You know we can't take that.
Oh, my goodness.
You know we can't take that.
You got a poem about it.
Ooh. If I don't, I'm writing one.
It's in Tyrone Love, right? You can dish it out, but you can't take it.
You know you can't take it, man. Come on now.
Oh, wow.
Mm-mm.
Well, we got Al on the lines. He wants to ask a question. Al.
Well, if somebody does that out of spite, do you think it's wrong if the person goes after the grandmother and grandfather, go big and go home?
Oh, wow.
Since they feel the test of love, you'll go after the grandmother. Because what's good for the goose is good for the gander. How do you feel about that?
How do you feel about that, Tyrone?
One more time. What
she
is
said what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
It should be. You know? It should
be. So that means he shouldn't be upset if she goes after his grandfather.
But you know he is. You know he would.
Too bad.
Too bad.
But
I agree. Too bad. You know? Again, you shouldn't purposely hurt your partner to test their loyalty.
Here we go. But a lot of people play games. You know? I think when you talk about people looking at love, sometimes they look at love as a weakness and that they can gain an advantage, kindness for weakness type.
Mm.
Because I see a lot of people that really love somebody, but they treat them like crap.
Is that love?
I don't think it's love, but I think that they have not matured to the point of loving themselves to where they can identify if it's love or not. So when you start to love who you are and respect who you are and treat yourself a certain way.
It's easy to recognize.
It's easy to recognize if somebody's not treating you the way you treat yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. It's just not a, it's you just, again, that's that toxic stuff that we were talking about earlier. You know, I'm going to hurt you, you know, to see if you love me for real, you know? And like you said, do you really love yourself? Do you really love yourself to actually hurt the people that you love? Do you?
And the door swings both ways, because I'll say this, a lot of people will be in relationships and hold back love to punish somebody too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and I see that a lot, but they don't talk about that. A lot of people will say, okay, we together, I don't want you to be with nobody else, but I'm not going to sleep with you, but we together.
Yeah.
I've seen different shades of that. What he's talking about, like, you know, he's going to put this person through a certain test. Well, immediately you talk about cheating. Okay, it's going to set off an alarm.
Right.
But what about refraining from somebody and saying, okay, I don't want you to go do anything, but you can't have anything because I don't want to give it to you.
Right. And you know what? I could see that easier than I can see you going out and cheating.
Right.
You know, I can see you saying, well, let me see how far or how long you're going to wait, you know, on me. You know, if I hold back myself,
is this before the relationship or while y'all in the relationship?
Well, say you just started, right?
I can see it at the beginning.
In the beginning, right?
Yeah.
But while you're in the relationship, if you're just going to hold back.
You need to have a conversation.
We're going to have to talk about this. We're going to have to talk about this. What are we doing?
All right.
What are we doing now? Now, don't leave me hanging too long, baby.
You know what? We didn't even get the palm in. We got to run the break. You know what? I'm going to hold him over to the top of the hour and get the palm in. Oh, we got time to do the poem?
Okay. Oh, snap. Okay.
We got time. Andrew said we got a little time to get the poem.
All right, Drew.
Here we go. We got I guess we got Tyrone Love.
I'm going to switch into Tyrone Love mode.
Here we go.
Here we go. I call this piece Table Manners. If you're going to invite me over, you got to understand that I got bad table manners. I smack when I eat. I talk with my mouth full. I lick my fingers when I'm done. I like to play with my food, too. Childish? No, baby. I'm mannish. And I don't give a damn who's watching either. I'll close my eyes and watch all they ask just vanish. Feed me. My appetite is healthy. My back is strong. My legs are sturdy. I'm a messy ass eater, so you better believe that I'm gonna be getting dirty, especially since your kitchen's clean. I love a good meal, but a good drink? Let me think. Is that peach juice or have you been eating pineapples? You ain't gonna just be
okay. Okay. All right.
Is that
y'all got to tune in?
Okay.
Y'all got to tune in. Tell everybody where it's gonna be at.
Oh yes, this Black Friday, y'all. Black Friday, November 28th. Doors open at 8 o'clock. Show starts at 10. 5916 West Burnham. You can inbox or get them on. You can get it on Eventbrite, or you can inbox or DM me at Muse33MKE on Facebook and Instagram. That's Muse33MKE on Facebook and Instagram.
All right, Kiki, I'm going to be at the show.
All right. Oh, yeah, I appreciate you, man.
Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.